Grace and Hannah began this program for their coming of age in 2019 BC. That's before COVID. The service was scheduled to take place in March 2020, and then COVID hit. So Grace and Hannah are part of that group of young people whose lives have been disrupted so much by the pandemic. So it's wonderful that they have stuck with the program. There were other girls and boys involved in it, but they have stuck with it. And one of the things about living through that experience of the pandemic, it did take things from you. But it also, I think, it gave you things. One of the things is resilience. You managed, you learned, you survived. And I hope it's taught you the importance of people working together. We're none of us islands on our own. We don't survive without looking out for one another. Over the years, Hannah and Grace have been part of this church and part of our Sunday Club. Sunday Club here in the church is where our children explore the values that underpin this community. In our Sunday Club, our children are not given a list of things they must or must not do in life. We try to give our children values that we believe will sustain, inspire, and challenge you through your lives. Our version of Sunday Club program is probably inspired by a 19th century Unitarian called William Ellery Channing. And he described his vision of what religious education should be. And this is what he said. The great end in religious instruction is not to stamp our minds on the young, but to stir their minds. It's not to make them see with our eyes, but to open their eyes and look with them. It is not to give them a definite amount of knowledge, but to inspire them with a love of knowledge, truth, and justice. It's not to bind our young people to our prejudices, but to prepare them for impartial, conscientious judging of whatever subjects may come your way. Not to burden your memory, but to strengthen your power of reason. It's not to impose religion on them in the form of rules, but to awaken the conscience. In a word, he says, the great end in religious education is to awaken the soul. And that is what we hope we'll do, because as adults, we have to tell our children that life is not about getting the most points in leaving certs. It's not about getting the job and the big house. You can have all those things, and you can have ambitions to it, but there is something else in the soul that calls us to nourish that soul and calls us to remember that we are not alone, that it's not just you. There's a world out there, and we have to work to make that world more just and more fair. And of course, to the adults here, I say, remember, religious education doesn't end in childhood. The service is not to confirm Grace and Hannah as members of the Unitarian Church. It is to mark a stage on their journey to adulthood. Hannah and Grace are now at the age when they are making that transition from childhood to being an adult. It is the task of parents to give their child roots and then to give them wings. Now, giving your children roots is great fun. It's a lovely time because parents of young children get another opportunity to live the happy times from their own childhood. Giving your child wings is far more challenging. It's knowing when to give them their freedom and knowing when to stop them doing things, and making those decisions is never easy. Children come to church because their parents bring them along. And children, of course, are programmed to believe everything their parents tell them. But then comes those teenager years, like Hannah and Grace are now, when they are ready to make their own decisions. They're finding their own beliefs. They're discovering how to live. They're deciding how they will spend their Sunday mornings themselves. And this is all part of the process of becoming an adult. It is the job of teenagers to question, to experiment with beliefs, and to make the mistakes that are the inevitable part of growing up. Wisdom, even wise people make mistakes, but wise people know that they recognize the mistake and change it, and change is always possible. And it's the task of parents to allow the child to grow, to make their mistakes, and yet to be there for them when they're needed. And the teenage years can be difficult as young people experiment to find out who they are. And presenting the child, the girls with kites is our way to symbolize this path through the teenage years towards maturity. There'll always be times when young people are buffeted by the winds of social pressures and peer pressure, when they can feel different, feel on the outside, feel that everybody else has a wonderful life except them. There are pressures to do well in examination, to get loads of points at Leaving Cert. It's nice to get high points at Leaving Cert, but that will not mark your life. And even if you do a dreadful Leaving Cert, don't get the points, there's other ways, and that's something to remember. And we come to the place of the kites. In order to work as they are meant to, the kite needs a breeze to lift it. The wind allows the kite to fly, to reach new heights. And as much as parents want to protect their children, we know that difficult experiences are part of that path to maturity. If we didn't have difficult experience in our lives, we'd never learn anything. How the kite is held is vital. If it's held too tightly, it can't fly. If it's held too loosely, a sudden gust may break the kite or blow it away. And to hold the strings correctly needs constant adjustment. Sometimes they need only the lightest touch, and sometimes it's a matter of hanging on tightly, knowing that eventually even the strongest wind will quieten. And that's the task of our parents here today. And there is something really magical about watching a kite fly in the sky. To see it rise with the current, to soar into the air, dipping and rising with the breeze. It's free to find new paths, to discover, yet it remains connected to the by the strings to someone who is there constantly and who is constantly watching the kite and been there to offer help when needed. And I hope the strings of these kites represent the connections we have made through your lives with the people here in this community who absolutely love their young people and are always there to support them. Hannah and Grace, it has been a pleasure to be a small part of your lives, to see you both grow and develop in conscience, and to be so thoughtful and helpful. Maybe you put on your best face coming to see me, but they are lovely, lovely girls. You're full of potential, and you were ready to take flight, and we wish you a joyful journey. And don't forget, the strings are attached here do come back to us now and again. Amen.